Dayton tops the crowded field of DFL Senate candidates in a sample of 409 likely Democratic primary voters. The poll conducted by Mason Dixon Polling and Research found 27% would vote for the former state auditor. His three major primary opponents are tightly bunched together. 18% of those polled would vote for trial attorney Mike Cerisi, 17% support DFL-endorsed candidate Jerry Janovich, and 13% back businesswoman Rebecca Yanish. The Democratic sample's margin of error is plus or minus 5 percentage points. About a fourth of those polled were undecided, with less than 3 weeks until the primary. Dayton, who's making his fourth bid for statewide office, says he's encouraged by his lead, but isn't taking anything for granted.
The undecided vote is still high, and polls can disappear overnight. I've done this enough times before, and having lost a couple, I have a sense of realism and humility about the process, and the only poll that matters is the one on primary day, September 12th.
Dayton has favorable name recognition among 44% of likely Democratic primary voters, followed by Cerisi, Janovich, and Yanish. One of the poll respondents who says she'll probably vote for Dayton is 63-year-old Marie Wasmond, a preschool teacher in Worthington. Wasmond says Dayton seems sincere in wanting to help people.
I like the fact that he has always seemed very down to earth, even though he has a great deal of money. I've always liked him, and the only reason I wouldn't vote for him is because he hasn't won.
Wasmond says she likes Dayton's ads, which have blanketed the airwaves around the state for more than a month. Not far behind Dayton in his ad buys is Cerisi, who did better in this poll than he did in the last NPR Pioneer Press Care 11 poll in early July. Campaign spokesman Paul Omot says the poll is good news for Cerisi.
We've gone up 7 points. Dayton stayed about the same, and Jerry and Rebecca have stayed the same. Clearly, we've moved up the poll. I think our advertising's paying off, and Mike's travels around the state are definitely paying off.
The poll asked a larger sample of 621 registered voters about matchups between Republican Senator Ron Grams and the four DFL candidates. Dayton, Cerisi, and Janovich were statistically tied with Grams, and only Yanish polled behind the incumbent in the hypothetical matchup, losing to Grams 35% to 44%. She also didn't appear to benefit from being the only woman in the race. Women were evenly divided between supporting her and Grams, while the three male candidates got more support from women. Yanish downplayed the poll results.
It's not surprising because, you know, I haven't been on TV the way the two lead contenders have been all summer long. And so really our message has started again just this week with my co-chair, Tim Penny, speaking about my qualifications for the U.S. Senate.
The Janovich campaign also put a positive spin on the poll, noting that Janovich hasn't run one television ad and is still competitive with both Cerisi and Yanish. Campaign manager Randy Shubring says primary polls generally underestimate the value of the endorsement and labor support, both of which Janovich has. The poll may be giving the Grams campaign some jitters, since he doesn't have the commanding lead typically enjoyed by an incumbent. But Graham says that's because all the media coverage has focused on the competitive DFL primary.
You know, the Democrats right now are filling the airwaves with their ads, and, you know, this can be expected. But like I say, the real race will start after September 13th.
The poll is also less than encouraging for the Independence Party's endorsed Senate candidate, software developer James Gibson. In matchups with Grams and the Democrats, he gets 3 or 4% of the vote. The party has to get at least 5% to retain its major party status in Minnesota. At the Capitol, I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.